And joining us now in studio, an opportunity to visit with a member of the Red Cross, Amanda Wienus. You are the Strategic Business Planning Manager for the Nebraska-Iowa region, and thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
This is a period in time with these fires that we haven't had these happen for a while in our direct area, but people being affected by this, so we need to get the word out about shelters being open. So there's been a lot of people displaced by the Cottonwood Fire, obviously. So just lead you into talking about the Red Cross and their role in this.
You know, we are incredibly blessed that we live in the communities we do and that we work in the communities we do, because we have seen a huge outpouring of support for the people in Brady, Maxwell, Farnham, Gothenburg, and it has just been incredible to see, you know, all the different departments that have come together and come out and helped. When I was out Friday at the Brady Fire Hall, we had departments from Diller, Odell, Beatrice,
wow,
coming out. My brother-in-law is on the Harvard department over east of Hastings. He's been out twice now. And while, you know, all these different departments are coming and helping put out the fire, the Red Cross is here to support them and to support the local residents that have been displaced. We do have an evacuee shelter at the Brady Community Center. So if you've been evacuated, you can go there. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel safe at your home, if you're worried that, you know, you might get evacuated a third time or fourth time, you can come there. If you just aren't sure what's going on with your house and you don't feel like going home is an option, you can come and hang out. You don't necessarily have to spend the night, but if you just need somewhere to go, we do have snacks, we have drinks, we have places you can charge your cell phone, get out of the cold. Even though the sun's out, it's still pretty chilly out.
Right.
We have cots set up, so if people do need somewhere to sleep, they're welcome to stay there. This is all free of charge to anybody who needs it. And we're going to start helping people prepare for the recovery process, whether that is, you know, just clearing the smoke damage out of your home, or if your home sustained damage, major damage, or was lost in the fire. The Red Cross is going to be here to help. We're going to be here long term. We're going to be here until everybody's needs have been met. And we're just going to take care of our communities like we would for any other natural disaster.
Yeah, we think of Red Cross. I think most people think, first of all, giving blood comes to mind. But this is the, for a lot of people, the unseen part, or the only in the major disasters. But usually they're a long ways away, like hurricanes in the far east, southeast part of the country, or down in Louisiana. And there, now we've got a tragedy that really strikes at the heart of our area. So this is where Red Cross really shines in these kind of instances, and you're bringing that to light.
You know, and we have been incredibly fortunate in Nebraska, aside from some tornadoes last spring out in the east side of the state, that we haven't had a lot of major disasters out here. And so a lot of our volunteer force has gone other places. You know, we've had people in California, Hawaii, down with the hurricanes.
Yep.
And now it's time for us to take care of our friends, loved ones, and neighbors at home. And whether that's here at the Cottonwood Fire or as they start to recover at the Morrill Fire, we're going to be here. We're going to be helping people out. Right now, physical donations are not needed. We don't need any more water. We don't need any more food. If you want to do something to make a difference, you can go to redcross.org/donate. And donate there. You can donate to your local fire department. You can donate to the Salvation Army. We've been helping Salvation Army serve meals for all the firefighters out at the Brady Fire Hall. And then the Red Cross has also set up a respite shelter here in North Platte for firefighters to come in to sleep, to shower, charge their phones, get a little rest and recharge for themselves before they hit the fire lines again.
Again, just to recap this, the Brady Community Center is going to be open, TFN, while this tragedy and the fire rages on, and it's just a great place for people that have been evacuated or you know, maybe it's maybe they're telling you it's safe to go home, but you're not ready to go home yet. You're welcome as an evacuee to come stay. You provide a warm meal, snacks and drinks. You can charge your phone. Just get out of the cold there. There's bathrooms, sleeping areas, as you mentioned, too. So it's just that's where we want people to go for now, right?
Yep. You know, we're going to take care of our community, and then we're going to start looking forward to recovery as, you know, they get the fire put out and they say it's safe for us to go into those areas. We'll be there to help people with the next steps, which, you know, for a lot of people who've never been through it, it's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And confusing. Very confusing.
Yeah. It's so nice to know that you're part of an organization that, I mean, you're well schooled in disasters and what needs to take place. But going through the process, I think for someone in this situation, knowing that there's people that are going to, it's not just a temporary thing, and it's like as soon as you go back home, goodbye. You're staying with them through the process and helping them through it, even to the point of you know, fixing some things up back at home and taking care of some of the smoke damage. Right?
Yeah, we have an amazing group of volunteers that is here for the duration, for the long term. We're not just gonna, you know, oh, here we're gonna open a shelter and then, yep, you know, oh yeah, now we're leaving again. No,
right.
We're here. You know, step by step, through the process, be able to provide assistance as needed for some of these homeowners, for renters, for anybody. And if you need services, if you've lost your house, if you have major damage, give us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and we can get you added to the list. So then when it's safe for us to go out and begin the damage assessment, we can go out and identify, you know, who needs help. And if you're just not sure, if you have questions about what comes next, stop by the shelter there. We've got some very dedicated and very knowledgeable staff that are there that are going to be able to help you figure out what your next steps are.
Okay. Amanda Wienus, our guest with the Red Cross. And again, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, they just go to redcross.org /donate, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So we urge people to do that if they're able to do that. And Amanda, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.